a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Susan Carr from the Pierrefort Peer Ministerium is going to lead us in our prayer to kick off our legislative session. And we're also blessed to have a page for the first session, Tracy Haig, who's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. On my third rap, everybody will stand, please.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pier. We're, as pastors, we're happy to welcome you and know that we do pray about the sessions and think about you as you serve in this place. So let us join together in prayer. Holy One, whom we know by many names, we thank you for the opportunities of this new day and this new legislature. Let your grace surprise us as we argue and discern, as we struggle against one another, and as we work together to shape legislation that allows for your will to be done on earth as it is already in heaven. You have planted within us certain longings and certain inalienable rights, but you have also called us to responsibility in putting others before ourselves. You have called us to listen to your guidance and to work with you to plant seeds that will bring life and hope and justice and peace, signs of shalom. We pray for each one who has answered a call to serve, and we pray that they will be humbled by this opportunity as a public servant. May their hands and hearts and minds recognize this amazing opportunity to consider and discern the good of our communities, our state, and our nation. We pray for all the needs of those who will come before this body looking for governance and justice. We pray for those who serve in the House and in the Senate, our governor and lieutenant governor, our Supreme Court, and all those who serve in state offices across South Dakota. Keep them mindful of the least among us, for we are charged as people of faith to remember the vulnerable and the lowly and the poor. Teach us compassion as we rule and lead. And we pray, O God, that each person in our state may also remember that government is of the people and by the people, and that each of us may become informed and active citizens working alongside those we have elected to govern, to build communities and homes, schools, churches, and places of work where you are honored and your light and love are reflected in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, and especially those who are listening on the Internet, our first day in the legislature, as required by the Constitution, is organizing. You will see in front of you, especially senators here, the order of business today, which is a little different than our normal order of business. We'll go through the certification and the oath. Justice Steve Zinter, who's one of our esteemed jurists who served our state for many years, is here to administer the oath. And at this time, would you please thank him for his service? Thank you. Madam Secretary, will you read the certification of the Senate members, please?
I, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that the following members, having been duly elected to the Senate at the general election held on November 6, 2012, are hereby certified as members of the Senate of the 2013-2014 legislative sessions. District 1, Brown, Day, Marshall, and Roberts Counties, Jason Frerix, Wilmot. District 2, Brown, Clark, Hamlin, and Spink Counties, Chuck Welke, Warner. District 3, Brown County, Northrop, Aberdeen. District 4, Brookings, Coddington, Dual, and Grant Counties, Timbuguilca, Clear Lake. District 5, Coddington County, Reed Holene, Watertown. District 6, Lincoln County, Ernie Otten, Jr., T. District 7, Brookings County, Larry Tiedemann, Brookings. District 8, Lake, Minor, Moody, and Sanborn Counties, Russell Olson, Wentworth. District 9, Minnehaha County, Deb Peters, Hartford. District 10, Minnehaha County, Chantel Krebs, Renner. District 11, Minnehaha County, David M. Omdahl, Sioux Falls. District 12, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Mark Johnston, Sioux Falls. District 13, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Phyllis M. Heineman, Sioux Falls. District 14, Minnehaha County, Deb Soholt, Sioux Falls. District 15, Minnehaha County, Angie Buell, Sioux Falls. District 16, Lincoln and Union Counties, Dan Lederman, Dakota Dunes. District 17, Clay and Turner Counties, Tom Jones, Feiberg. District 18, Yankton County, Jean M. Hunhoff, Yankton. District 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hanson, Hutchison, and McCook Counties, Bill Van Gerpen, Tyndall. District 20, Aurora, Davison, and Girald Counties, Mike Valley, Mitchell. District 21, Bonham, Charles Mix, Gregory, and Tripp Counties, Billy H. Sutton, Burke. District 22, Beadle and Kingsbury Counties, Jim White, Huron. District 23, Campbell, Edmonds, Falk, Hann, McPherson, Potter, Spink, and Walworth Counties, Corey Brown, Gettysburg. District 24, Hughes, Hyde, Stanley, and Sully Counties, Jeff Monroe, Pierre. District 25, Minnehaha County, Tim Ray, Baltic. District 26, Brule, Buffalo, Jones, Lyman, Millett, and Todd Counties, Larry J. Lucas, Mission. District 27, Bennett, Hawken, Jackson, Pennington, and Shannon Counties, Jim Bradford, Pine Ridge. District 28, Butte, Corson, Dewey, Harding, Perkins, and Zeebach Counties, Ryan M. Maher, Isabel. District 29, Butte, Meade, and Pennington Counties, Larry Roden, Union Center. District 30, Custer, Fall River, and Pennington Counties, Bruce Rampelberg, Rapid City. District 31, Lawrence County, Bob Ewing, Spearfish. District 32, Pennington County, Stan Adelstein, Rapid City. District 33, Meade and Pennington Counties, Phil Jensen, Rapid City. District 34, Pennington County, Craig Teason, Rapid City. District 35, Pennington County, Mark Kirkaby, Rapid City. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affix the great seal of the State of South Dakota this third day of January, 2013. Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State.
Senators are so certified. In front of each one of the senators is your oath. The justice will go ahead and read that, and obviously you will take the oath. As you well know, and as a number of us who have served know, that this is a family event, that public service is a family working together, and a number of you have your family members here, and I would ask that if you're comfortable doing so, the senators for sure stand, but the family members stand next to you as you raise your right hand and take your oath. Would you please rise? Justice Zinner.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Senator according to the best of my abilities, and that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything or made any promise in the nature of a bribe to directly or indirectly influence any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office. And I have not accepted, nor will I accept or receive, directly or indirectly, any money, pass, or other valuable thing from any corporation, company, or person for any vote or influence I may give or withhold on any bill or resolution or appropriation or for any other official act. Congratulations.
Welcome, senators. Thank you. Please be seated. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Polian, Ewing, Fredericks, Heineman, Buell, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Adelstein? Quorum present.
Quorum is present. Thank you. At this time, initially, too, you have your oaths. Would you please sign those in? We need to have those returned here to Carolyn, along with any deeds or any documents you want to convey to Carolyn. That would be great. She would take them for you. At this time, we'll have the Public Utilities Commissioners sworn in. Who wishes to go first? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Commissioner Chris Nelson to be sworn in.
Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Chris Nelson.
I, Chris Nelson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of South Dakota.
And the laws of the state of South Dakota.
And that I will faithfully perform.
And that I will faithfully perform.
The duties of Public Utilities Commissioner.
The duties of Public Utilities Commissioner.
Of the state of South Dakota.
Of the state of South Dakota.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Please welcome Commissioner Christy Feagan.
Please raise your hand. Repeat after me. I, Christy Feagan.
I, Christy Feagan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of South Dakota.
And the laws of the state of South Dakota.
And that I will faithfully perform. And that I will faithfully perform.
And I will faithfully perform.
The duties of Public Utilities Commissioner.
The duties of the Public Utilities Commissioner.
Of the state of South Dakota.
Of the state of South Dakota.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Communications and petitions. None? Motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do now proceed with the organization of the Senate.
All those in favor of organization signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Madam Secretary, please read the motion.
Senator Olson moves that Senator Brown be elected President Pro Tempore of the Senate for the 88th Legislative Session.
Sir. Been moved and seconded. Senator Olson.
I'm leaving right now.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor for me to have my first action as the majority leader of the South Dakota Senate for the 2013 session be one where I get to speak and nominate a great friend of mine and a great public servant to South Dakota to serve as our president pro tempore. I've known Corey the entire time I've served in the Senate, and I can't tell you how lucky I am to have had him sitting in the desk next to me for the last few years. Corey served our country in time of war. He's brilliantly served our state when we needed his mind the most in the appropriations process and the tough things that we had to do in our state. And I couldn't be more honored to now ask for the rest of your affirmation to make him our president pro tempore for the 2013 and 2014 legislative sessions.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to the body.
I wholeheartedly second the motion and obviously the remarks from my fellow leader and the majority leader just from across the aisle. Senator Brown is somebody who came into the legislature the same time I did. He started in this chamber and I started across the hall. But throughout that time, I've enjoyed working with him. And I know that we are in good hands. He not only will continue to guide our chamber and hold us to high regard, but he also will continue to bring each of us up to a level that is certainly very much respectable. So with that, Mr. President, I encourage the support for Senator Brown for President Pro Tem.
Thank you, Senator. Motion's been made by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Frerichs, that Senator Brown be elected the President Pro Tem of the Senate. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Yeah.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sohol.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
He's excused.
34 ayes, 1 excused.
That motion carries. Senator Brown and Karen, would you please come forward? Justice Zinner will administer the oath.
Senator Brown, would you raise your right hand? Repeat after me, I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of President Pro Tem of the Senate according to the best of my abilities, and that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything, or made any promise in the nature of a bribe to directly or indirectly influence any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office, and that I have not accepted, nor will I accept, or receive directly or indirectly any money, pass, or other valuable thing from any corporation, company, or person for any vote or influence I may give or withhold on any bill or resolution or appropriation or any other official act. Congratulations.
Will you both come up to the dais, please? Ladies and gentlemen, your President Pro Tem and his wife, Karen.
The President offered to give me just a few minutes. I wanted to express my thanks to this body. 20-some years ago when I had the opportunity to shadow Alice Kundert, who some of you may remember, that left a lasting impression on me because I was able to meet someone who's done a great deal for this state and was a tremendous public servant. And I knew that after spending that day with her that I had hoped that someday I could be a little part of that. And so for today to be not only a part of the Senate, but to be amongst a great group of colleagues and to have your trust and respect to perform this job, it means a great deal to me. Thank you.
Well, and what was that you said? Go Navy? Go Navy, yes, I thought so. Next motion. Yep.
Senator Olson moves that Jeanette Shipper be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 88th legislative session.
Is there a second? There's a second. Comments on that motion? Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great privilege of mine to know our nominee for Secretary of the Senate. Jeanette Shipper has been a friend of mine and worked with me for the last couple of years, and I've known her for some time before that. Secretary of the Senate needs to be someone of great integrity, and they need to have a humble public servant heart, and they have to have a great moral compass. And Jeanette fulfills all of those roles without flaw. It is without reservation, and I would ask for your great support in nominating Jeanette Shipper for Secretary of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Motion has been made and seconded to elect Jeanette Shipper as the Secretary of the Senate. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Pagalka?
Aye.
Radford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holian?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdo?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Rampelberg? Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one absent.
Senator Olson's motion to elect Jeanette as our secretary, thankfully, is carried because I need her too. Congratulations, Jeanette. Okay, time to take your oath.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Jeanette Shipper.
I, Jeanette Shipper.
You solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge the duties. Of office of secretary.
Of office of secretary.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Welcome back, Jeanette. Come and say a few words here as you sign, huh? You can do that. Yep. Just say thank you and how great it is to work with me.
He never told me I was going to do this. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to this year. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it, and please be patient with me. Thank you.
We're going to enjoy you too. Thank you. The reading of the appointments of the Senate employees, interns, and pages will be waived and entered into the journal. And at this time, if all of our employees will come forward along with our interns and our pages from the first term, Justice Zinner will administer your oaths, and then we'll need for you to sign those and give them to Carolyn as well. So you're ready.
Okay. Why don't we get this row coming, starting right here with the pages. The pages come up here, so they can come on up here, please.
Can we turn to Justice Zinner, please? There's a good rule of thumb: if a justice tells you to do something, do it. So he'll ask you to raise your right hand, then, and you have the oaths with you if you wish to follow. Okay, Justice, we are aligned. Thank you, sir.
Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, and state your name. You solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota. It will faithfully discharge the duties of the office. And state your office according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, Justice, very much. Again, thank you for your service to our state and especially the establishment of this, our first day of the Senate with our staff. We couldn't do it without you under the Constitution, and we couldn't run the legislature and the Senate particularly without these staff members. So please sign your oaths if you have not done so already. Carolyn, you need to sit down and accept those after you've signed your own. You can't accept one without you signing your own. So it's kind of a new rule. Okay, Jeanette. You can go ahead.
Senator Olson moves that the permanent joint rules and the permanent Senate rules of the 87th legislative session be adopted as the temporary joint rules and temporary Senate rules for the 88th legislative session.
The purpose of this motion, ladies and gentlemen, especially our guests, is we have rules adopted from the last legislative session. That legislature is dissolved, and we'll need a little time to put the new ones in place, which are substantially the same, and that's why that motion is in effect. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Vigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Furtz. Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg. Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Ferrix. Mr. President, 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Motion for temporary rules, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the rules are so in place. Next motions, please, on joint select committees.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Brown, Olson, Frerichs are appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Brown, Olson, Frerichs are so appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the 88th legislative session.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Brown, Olson, and Frerichs are so appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Brown, Olson, and Frerichs are so appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 88th legislative session, pursuant to SDCL 258, with the full power to act and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Brown, Raven, Frerichs are so appointed.
Senator Olson moved that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
There's all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Rave, Maher, and Sutton are so appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to securing chaplains for the 88th legislative session.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Roden, Van Gerpen, and Lucas are so appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Valley, Johnston, and Bradford are so appointed.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Brown, Olson, and Frerichs are so appointed. Any concurrent resolutions?
No, there are not.
Appointment of standing committees, that will be so waived, the reading that is, the standing committees then will be entered in the journal as adopted. Consideration then of adoption of joint select committee reports.
Mr. President, your select committee appointed to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Julie Bartling, House Committee, Corey Brown, Russell Olson, Jason Frerichs, Senate Committee. Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. The report is so adopted.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive the message of the governor respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 o'clock p.m., January 8, 2013. that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court and the elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the governor has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the governor be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Julie Bartling, House Committee, Corey Brown, Russell Olson, Jason Frerichs, Senate Committee. Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the governor be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried is so adopted.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 9, 2013, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint Senate session, that the Justices of the Supreme Court, the Governor, and elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the Chief Justice has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully submitted, David Lust, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, Julie Bartling, House Committee, Corey Brown, Russell Olson, Jason Frerichs, Senate Committee. Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Sutton.
Personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
Up here we have my mom and dad, Bill and Renee Sutton. They're up here for the day, as well as my grandma Ruth Sutton. Some of you that have been here for a while may remember my grandfather, Billy Sutton. He served in the 70s. And so just wanted to welcome them here, and I wouldn't be here without them.
Please stand. An incredible South Dakota family. Here's the deal, my friend Renee. I get older, but apparently you don't. That is just amazing. Thank you. Thank you for your son. He's a delight and a great legacy through your family. Any other announcements? We have one more motion. So announcements of committees, please.
Mr. President.
Yes, Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to remind folks that committees start tomorrow. Appropriations starts at 8 a.m. We go to 10, and we're in LCR 1 and 2. So come on over, appropriations members, and let's get started.
Other announcements, committees. Senator Maher.
Senate tax tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 9 o'clock.
Senator Hunoff, hi.
Thank you. Health and Human Services at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
10 o'clock. Other announcements? We have one more motion.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on January 9, 2013, the second legislative day.
Again, that's 12:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay. There's no other business. Is that correct, Madam Secretary? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll do the motion to adjourn. At that time, if you would please post haste, the senators go across and be seated. There is not a whole lot of room for those of you who are new to the legislature, so please go over and sit down. You'll see chairs set up there, and we'll have the State of the State momentarily. Madam Secretary.
Senator Adelstein moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.